All right, we're back now with Annie Madden, the Marblehead girls lacrosse coach. And Annie, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing in this new week of no masks?
Wonderful. We've been playing without a mask for 2 weeks now, and it's made a world of difference on the field for us.
What's been the change in the kids? I talked to a couple of coaches, and they said it was the kids were a little too enthusiastic at one point because they were kind of like, you know, oh, boy, this is a new world. Any change in focus or anything like that?
I mean, the communication on the field has just increased because they're capable of, you know, hearing each other and and really being able. I mean, lacrosse is a fast sport, and but there's a lot of endurance that goes along with it, and so having that mask was kind of detrimental to our game.
How important is the communication back on defense? Because I'm guessing it's probably a two or three way thing with your defense people and your goalie.
Yeah, and especially when there's lots of ball movement and who you're playing. And so defensively, it's important to make sure that communication is across the field and that our goalie is able to, you know, able to relay the message to those defenders so that they can see the open player.
Mm-hmm. How do you break up a keep away? I've seen some games where, you know, the players on offense are around a perimeter and they just pass back and forth just trying to run down the clock. How do you break that?
We play a high pressure defense in a situation like that, and it's always a coach's call to try to figure out how you want to, you know, do you want to, do you want the opportunity to try to get the ball back, or do you want to lose by two? And my gut is always to, I'd rather have our girls get that ball and try to put the ball in the back of the net because it takes 7 seconds to score a goal in lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
So, We play a high pressure defense, and then sometimes we bump our goalie, kind of like in hockey, and hopefully the other team goes to goal, and then we have the opportunity to get the ball back on the draw.
Okay, well, you guys, a pretty successful season, but tell me about Masconomic, because they've had your number a couple of times. Looks like you closed the gap a little bit in the most recent game, but tell me about them as an opponent.
Masco is always our toughest opponent. It's, you know, our biggest rival for our girls, you know, since elementary school. They play our select team, our youth team plays their tribal team, and it's always a great competition to go and watch. And it's, you know, it's one of those games that you want to play in as an athlete because it's going to be a close game, and every year it goes back and forth between Marblehead and Masco. So this is their year. They're athletic, they're fast, they're talented, and you know they definitely are extremely strong this year. So I'm excited that they're back in that they're in the NEC with us, and to give our NEC our league some real strength.
Yeah, it's been that way across the spectrum with Masco, and you know everybody's happy to have them in the league, more or less. Tell me again about the makeup of your team, Annie, in terms of seniors and juniors and that kind of thing, because you know we're heading to the home stretch, and I'm guessing if you have younger players, they're getting pretty experienced by this time.
Yeah, this year we have a really small team. We have 9 seniors. Of those seniors, we have a few who had experience.
Mm-hmm.
Playing with us in, you know, their sophomore year, but there's a big difference between sophomore year and your senior year. And so we've kind of been adjusting, trying to work through a lot of that gap that we had from COVID related, you know, the loss of the COVID season. And so now our 9 seniors have really stepped up and they are learning and teaching all of our younger players and our juniors as well, because our juniors were, you know, we had one junior on our team 2 years ago, and so she was a freshman. And so it's really, you know, it's nice to see her have a great season and to be able to take our underclassmen and to be able to teach them the way of lacrosse.
All right. Mention a couple of kids once again, if you would, please, Annie, who are playing really well and leading the way for you.
I mean, our senior captain, Maddie Erskine, She's leading our team right now. She's got 34 goals. You know, she's a strong midfielder for us, coming off an injury from basketball season. But she's a force out there. She's got an incredibly fast shot. Our senior captain, Elizabeth Driscoll, she's our goalie. Her save percentage right now is 77%. she's outstanding. She's like, you know, our eighth defender out there. Mm-hmm. And she's going off to play at St. A's, and Maddie's going off to play at UVM. Then we have Josie Poulin, who also is going to play at Roger Williams. She's a defender for us. And, you know, her older sister played for us, Lucy, who was at UMass for a while. And now she really has stepped up and taken over our defense with Elizabeth. And then we have Abby Kalinowski, who is a senior attacker for us. And she's going off to BC. She's not going to play there, but she is a well-rounded athlete. And I'm sure you've heard her name from the hockey world. And
oh, yeah.
She's a great kid, and she understands and sees the field. And so having her on attack is just, it's been reassuring to have her composure and game sense out there, because she really kind of calms everybody down and brings the whole team together.
Well, Mike Lynch made sure I know about the Kalinowski game. So, yeah, I'm familiar with them. Great, great athletic pedigree there. And, you know, I think just in passing here, before we check out the upcoming schedule, You must have some real pride in the kids who go off to college, whether they play lacrosse or not. It's a bonus, of course, when they do play, coming from Marblehead. But there's a great culture there, and you must feel really good about that.
I mean, they graduated last night. It's been a tough season because we have, you know, we had prom the night before Masco. They had senior show the night of Masco, and they graduated last night. But just knowing how hard these girls work and the dedication they put towards their academics and their athletics, it just really just proves that these Marblehead athletes are, you know, that it's more than just a classroom, and they're out there trying to do their best on a daily basis and trying to help our community. And it's just, I'm proud of each and every one of them, whether they're playing club or going off to play Division One, Two, or Three. Or even just, you know, being a part of coaching and coming back and working in our summer programs. I mean, they're just, I adore each and every one of them.
Well, congratulations with that. And everybody safe and sound after prom and graduation? Everybody survived that okay?
We did. Now we got to get back to business.
Exactly. All right. So what is that and when is that?
We play Gloucester on Monday. We have a Salem makeup game coming up. Not quite sure. We have Peabody, and then we have Swampscott to end our season.
Oh,
so we have quite a busy week and a half in front of us.
All right, and then there are playoffs this year after that, correct?
Yeah, so playoffs will start on the probably the 18th, and those will be sectional play-in games. And everybody makes the tournament this year, so as long as the teams wanted to get in, they can. And so now we're just waiting from the MIAA to hear how they're going to set up the alignment.
All right, that's Annie Madden, Marblehead girls lacrosse coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.